Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And now I'm sitting here, got kidney cancer, and now I'm in a hospital about to be operated on. The Lord says, hey, you want to be a testimony, but where is your test? And then as I sat there and prayed, the Lord blessed. And then 6 months later, I gave my first sermon. So I said, God is good. So what we got to do, sometimes when we don't know where we're going, we have to simply trust in God. So I want to encourage you. I know this was a short message, but I wanted to let you know that when God calls you to go, you're not going to have all the answers. You're not going to know all the ins and outs. You must be like Paul. I'll read it again. When Paul said this in 22, and he says, now I behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. You know, in other words, his spirit was earning him to go. He was bound, not physically, but he had to go, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. What is God calling you to do? Do it for him. Trust him, and he will see you through. There's one more scripture I wanted to give here. And that Paul, at his end of his ministry, and I told my wife, when I die, put this on my tomb and just wrap it up. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Paul says this. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Wow, will you keep the faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that God is faithful and that he's able to secure all those that come into him? Will you keep the faith in Jesus Christ? Hebrews 11:6 says this, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you want to God to bless you, you must have faith in him. And whenever you say you want to have faith in God, you're going to be put to the test. He already told you that there's suffering and affliction, just the general stuff that we're going to go through. But when you decide to trust God, there is going to be a test where you're going to have to, at some point, stand out on faith and trust him for everything. So I want to encourage you today that God has called you out to do something special. He said we are a peculiar people. He called you to proclaim the gospel of his son Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Now I'm going to ask you a question for those. You can go ahead and bow your heads. Have you ever received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you remember a time when you went before the Lord and say, Lord God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I believe that your son died on the cross, and on that third day he rose from the grave. Do you remember a time when you've done that? If you've done that, raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Now, if you haven't done that, raise your hand. Okay, no hands went up, so we thank God for that. So, all right, well, I'll just say a little prayer and ask Brother Mike to come on up. Father God, it's once again that we come, Lord, just thanking you for your word. Lord God, thanking you, Lord, even for all that you do. Lord God, I know that your word is so powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord God, we just thank you for the short message you've given us today about faith. Yes. Lord God, going without knowing. Oh Lord God, many a times you'll place us in that position to simply trust you. Lord God, let us know that we don't have all the answers, but you do. Lord God, we don't know about what the future is, but you're already there. Lord God, we just ask that you just continue to help us to, Lord God, lean ever closer to you. And let us be like Paul, Lord God, and surrender it all unto you, and Lord God, and have that faith, that unwavering faith in your son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, we thank you for this time. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Pastor. Amen. No problem.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.